Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
It is Valentine's Day weekend.
Is it?
Sometime this week.
Let me ask you something, Jim. I know that the last time I asked you about New Year's Eve, you said you always go out to dinner on New Year's Eve because it's a special occasion for
you. This past New Year's Eve especially. This past New Year's Eve was...
is a big one?
50th anniversary.
So I know it's not your anniversary on Valentine's Day, but do you do something spectacular for your sweetheart?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yes. We always go out. We'll go out to dinner. And then we'll go play cards with some of our friends, which we do 52 Saturdays and Sundays of the year. But
that's bad. That's so bad.
And that's true. But
will you get her flowers, maybe? Or chocolates?
Sure.
She's not listening. She's not listening right now. Do you know, my husband gets me the color of roses that we had in our wedding.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, they're kind of peachy colored roses. That's what he gets me every year. And I get my husband the same thing I have gotten for the last 37 years.
What's that?
Nothing.
So he knows what to expect.
So he knows what to expect. Yes, my father, on our first anniversary, I worried about what to get my husband for Valentine's Day. And my father said, "Oh, honey, you never get the man anything for Valentine's Day. It is his honor and his treat that he is married to you." So that's his job. And I thought, okay, well. So, yeah,
Anyhow,
that's the deal, Camille.
All of this has nothing to do with our program today, but it was kind of fun. We do want to remind you that by now you should have gotten your tax letter.
Yes.
For your taxes, for your what you donated to Catholic Radio. If you haven't, call us. We'll take care of you. 317-870-8400. It seems like every year a couple of them just kind of fall through the cracks or just don't get where they need to go. So call us. We'll get you what you need. 317-870-8400.
You know, I if you're listening right now, of course you're listening, but the number to call, I wish we could just...
We started this last fall, and it's like anything else. You think, would people really do this? We've had apps on cell phones for several years now, and we get a lot of listeners by way of apps. And last fall, someone approached us and said, "Well, why don't you do this?" And it does use your cell phone, but it's not an app. It doesn't use any data. It doesn't tie up your cell phone. If you get a call, you get a call. You can answer it. It's called Audio Now, and I'm going to give you a phone number here. And very simply, you dial this phone number, and you hear Catholic Radio. That's all there is to it. Put it on speakerphone if you want, and just lay the phone down on the desk or car seat or wherever you are, and you can hear Catholic Radio loud and clear. It doesn't cost you anything. Doesn't use any of your data. It's not an app. Even if you've got an antique cell phone that can't download apps. I've had lots of those that can't download apps. Doesn't matter. It's not an app. Here's the number. 641-522-5881. 641-552-5881. Dial it. See what you get. You'll be surprised. You'll have Catholic Radio live on your phone. It won't fade in and out. You can drive all around town with it. You can have it in your office, your home. I even say in a hospital room. If you know somebody that might like to hear Mass in their hospital room, 641-552-5881.
Our guests on Faith in Action, and this is one of my favorite kind, I love it when this happens, is when a longtime listener and a dear friend of Catholic Radio suggests a show for us to do. And she suggested that Veronica Gibbs and Don Hollifield, the founders of the Doves, would make a wonderful show, and I agree. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Veronica, what does, before we even started, what does Doves stand for?
The Doves? Stands for Daughters of Virtue.
Daughters of Virtue. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. That's beautiful. Daughters of Virtue. Okay, I want to hear all about the story, but first let's hear a little bit about you, Veronica. So what parish you belong to, a little bit about your family, what side of town? Okay.
I belong to St. Maria Goretti. In Westfield.
Sure.
That's where I live. I've been married 25 years. I have a daughter who is a junior in college, and I do the pre-marriage prep at St. Alphonsus.
Oh, my
which
goodness.
Is where we started the Dove Girls, and at St. Louis de Montfort. But the Dove Girls are at St.
Mary Goretti?
St. Louis, de, or St. Alphonsus.
St. Alphonsus,
I'm sorry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My son just built a house right across the street in the Knoll or something that. Knoll Pines or Knoll something. Mm-hmm. Right across the street from it. When he built it, I thought it's so far up there. But, you know, once you've been there a dozen times or so, it doesn't seem so far, right? Such a beautiful church. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, we have to welcome our other guest, Dawn Hollifield. Tell us a little bit about you, what side of town you live on.
I am in Zionsville. I've been married for 21 years to Brad, and we attend St. Alphonsus Parish. Yep. Mm-hmm. We've been there for about 10 years.
Do you have any little peanuts?
We have four children. Uh-huh. We have a daughter and three boys.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And speaking of St. Alphonsus Parish, I just want to interject here. Barb Brinkman of our staff here at Catholic Radio just had a very nice meeting with Father Dennis O'Keefe, right?
Oh, yes.
Wonderful man. I've known him. He was one of the very first people we ever had on Catholic Radio, back when we were in the pyramids over there.
Yeah, sure.
Father O'Keefe came in and did some little daily meditations for a while.
Yep. We asked him again.
On Catholic Radio. Yeah. And we want to thank everybody at St. Alphonsus because Father did give us a very generous check to support Catholic Radio.
Oh, dear.
So Father O'Keefe and everybody at St. Alphonsus, thank you very, very much for that. It is indeed what keeps Catholic Radio on the air.
I've got to check with her because we wanted him to come back in and kind of do another command performance of those little meditations during Lent, and Lent is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. That's so hard to believe. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it. I just finished taking down Christmas decorations. There's always a wreath or two, you know, that kind of hangs around, you know, that. But it looks so nice. It could be winter, mm-hmm. right?
We've had Christmas soap in the bathroom for quite a while now. Eventually, Santa will be empty.
Well, I get that. But, you know, the pine cones, those could last till March, right?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Daughters of Virtue. Mm-hmm. Why do it? I mean, what was the calling that you felt? I mean, why? Tell us a little bit about that, Veronica. Why start the club?
It really evolved. A parent had been coming to me saying, I would like to do a small group for my daughter and some of her friends. And I said, okay, if you bring me 8 to 10 girls, we can do this. That was 2 years ago when they were in sixth grade.
And why do you think they sought you out?
I do a lot of parent education, a lot of talking about the formation of girls and virtue in girls, and Pope John Paul II's girl genius. And so I think that is why.
Okay. All right.
They did that.
All right. So you said, yes, I'm interested if you can gather the girls mm-hmm. together.
And they did.
And they did.
Like within a couple of days.
Oh, be careful. It's kind of like, be careful what you ask for, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And originally, they wanted a class on friendship. So I did a class on friendship. Then they wanted another class. So I did another one. And then they still wanted to stay together. And so they formed, it was their idea, the Dove group. And that's how it went.
And so it just kind of evolved, mm-hmm. if
evolved,
you will.
Evolved, yes.
Okay, what are the ages of the girls that we're talking about here?
My group started in sixth grade. They are now eighth grade. And so they'll graduate and go to Daughters of Immaculata in high school. And then Dawn's is in seventh grade, so she'll have them for 2 years. And we try to keep the ages separate because there's a big developmental difference between sixth grader and an eighth grader. So if someone comes with sixth grade, we try to keep the group homogenous to sixth grade. If somebody wants to start a seventh grade group, we start a seventh grade. Somebody wants to start an eighth grade. They're just not together as long.
Now, that seems to be born from experience, the difference between a sixth and an eighth grader. I mean, if you'd asked me, I would have said, oh, you know, the world is made up of sixth, seventh, and eighth graders. So, you know, and the older ones, the younger ones can learn from the older ones, etc. But truly, what you have said is very wise, because I think therein lies a little bit of conflict, because eighth grade girls are going through a lot different things than sixth grade girls, and, you know, level of confidence and insecurity and things like that. So completely different issues, only a couple of years separating them. So, Dawn, how did you get drawn into this?
Well, I got asked by Veronica, too.
That easy. It was that simple, huh?
Yes, it was. She had a second group gathered, ready to form. So I came in as leading that group this past August, just started with this school year. So I have seventh graders, and then I'll be with them this school year and through eighth grade year as well.
Okay,
so for the next 2 years.
Are you going through the school years through like September to May?
Correct, yeah.
All right, and when we originally spoke, you were trying to or working on a mission statement or what your mission statement was. So tell us a little bit about what that is.
Well, the girls were very excited about making a mission statement, and they came up with the Doves as being a community of daughters to recognize and strengthen their heavenly virtues of humility, purity, and charity. And they commit to influence those around them by serving others and spreading God's gift of gentleness, faithfulness, dignity, and self-respect.
Oh my goodness, that's a mouthful.
Yes. It is.
That's a mouthful. I like that. And on that note, we need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guests today, Veronica Gibbs and Dawn Hollifield, and they are founders of the Doves, Daughters of Virtue.
Now, in the first part of the program, you were kind of describing it a little bit, and I got to thinking, somewhere between Girl Scouts and a Bible study? I mean, the things that could involve that same age group.
Well, yes. I mean, we do a lot of faith. Right now we're doing Women of Grace for young adults.
Oh.
So we have done a lot of things. They do a lot of ministry. My group helps out at the Connor House. They serve Mass as a group the first Sunday of the month. Every other month. Dawn's group's getting ready to do that on the opposite month. They get together for socials. They get together for retreats.
Is there any catechizing that goes on in this group, or are you mostly service-oriented for other people?
Oh, there's catechizing that goes on at their meetings.
Okay, yes. I'm interested in that, because we've had several groups on guests on Faith in Action. One particular that comes to mind, and I'm reminiscent of this, and they put on a pure fashion show, which was kind of interesting and introduced a word that we don't hear very often anymore, just as relevant today as when it was invented, you know, thousands of years ago, but the word modesty, to dress modestly and to be chaste. And that was the idea of pure fashion. And I wonder if you incorporate some of those same virtues. It kind of sounded like it from your mission statement. But do you talk about that, about the power that young women have and to use their power wisely, if you will?
Yes, we do. And Veronica's group has already done something like that.
We did a whole retreat on purity, chastity. The girls had to... We did a whole tea party in the rectory about whether you're a china teacup, a mug, or a paper cup, and what that means. And we did that.
What does that mean? Wait a second. A teacup, A china.
An old everyday china, or old everyday ceramic mug, or a teacup. You know, how does your behavior reflect those things? Your behavior, your actions, the words that you speak, you know, which one of those do they represent?
Are we supposed to aspire to one or the other?
The teacup.
The teacup. The little teacup, the dainty teacup.
I'd be kind of comfortable as a mug.
As a mug. Well, I mean, I think guys are mostly mugs, you know. But I think a woman who exercises her powers wisely can many times elevate the people around her, or maybe help them to aspire to more. And we do. I mean, a woman who is capable of doing that is capable of greatness. Mm-hmm. So it is important that we catch these young girls while they're young, and open their eyes a little bit. So tell us about the size of the groups. You obviously have two groups right now,
right.
And you draw from just inside the parish, or this, these are all Catholic girls, right?
Yeah, correct. Okay. They're inside the parish, and my group has 8 girls.
Okay.
Again, they're all 7th graders, but what's kind of neat is they come from about 4 different schools.
Oh, wow.
So I think that's neat, two different middle schools within Zionsville, and then a couple outside of the Zionsville schools. So it's kind of neat, though. They're learning and growing new friendships together along with the faith and the fun. So,
And what do you use for materials? Where do you get the information that you share with the girls each week?
I usually have it based on what I hear the girls talking about, what I hear that they kind of need just around and about. And so I develop it. I was a classroom teacher for a long time before I became a counselor. So
you're well stocked.
Yes.
Your library is
well stocked.
You mentioned that when they graduate from the Doves, they go on to something else in high school. What was that?
The Daughters of Immaculata.
Okay, and tell us about that. Is that an established group that's been around for a while, or did it spring from the Doves?
No, it's been around a while.
Okay.
And they do the rosaries before Mass. They help with the setting up of the altar. Do a lot of service things together.
This is just at the parish, though. This is just at either Zionsville or Alphonsus or St. Mary Goretti.
No, it's I work at St. Alphonsus.
Okay.
So. But the Daughters of Immaculata is a big movement other than just at the parish?
I don't know if it's anywhere else but this parish. Okay. I'm sure it's in other parishes, but...
I hadn't heard about that. I know that adults have. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's the Immaculata movement, but that's a whole different movement.
No, I'm sure
entirely.
There's somebody listening right now that says, "Boy, that's a great thing. We could sure use that at our parish."
Mm-hmm.
Can they? How do they? What do they do?
They can.
because this was just something that you put together.
But is there like a manual? You know, where we.
Well, I always share all of my resources, and I'm always available for consultation, you know, for people all the time, for Dawn, for any of that. So the big commitment with Doves is that mothers have to come with the girls.
To the meetings.
Because it also forms the relationship with the girls, and it forms a relationship between those mothers, too.
Oh, this is interesting.
So okay, that's a requirement.
Tell us a little bit about that. So you tell us what a meeting looks like. You meet monthly or weekly, and what it looks like. Just
usually at the beginning we met every 2 weeks, and then probably in the last year we've met once a month because of all of their other activities. But when they come into the meeting, there's always prayer. There's always a lesson. You know, we'll talk about one lesson was what are virtuous friends? One lesson was what are all of the techniques for deciding how if you're dressed modestly or not? And then their moms went with them to the mall during one meeting, and they had to take pictures of themselves in modest but cute clothes.
Oh, I like that.
So... We've done things like that.
You know, I that's kind of feeding into something we've talked about here on Faith in Action, because when we had the Pure Fashion Girls, I think the idea is modest. When you say that word, you're thinking long blue jean skirts and, you know, kind of a drab top. But they can be cute and darling and modest at the same time. And I think that's the point. I think that's what you need to to be, is kind of cute and hip and fun, and yet modest. And you can do all of that. I mean, the stores are getting it. They do get it now. They didn't get it a few years ago. If you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guests today, Veronica Gibbs and Don Hollifield, and they are the founders of the Daughters of Virtue, the Doves, out at St. Alphonsus. Right in St. Maria Goretti's, actually, right between St. Maria Goretti and St. Alphonsus, that you've got the parishes covered. You said you drew from several schools, though. So what are the schools?
The Zionsville has two middle schools, Zionsville West and Zionsville Middle School. And then we have a Sycamore School, someone attending there, and the Highland Latin.
And these are not Catholic schools.
No, they're not. They're at our parish, though. Yeah. All the Doves are members of our parish.
And do girls have to be Catholic, or if some young lady approached you and said, gee, what about me?
Well, if her mother came with her.
Yeah, if they're interested.
You know, I do think there's a hunger, though. I do think there is a great hunger, because obviously you were approached by a mother, you know. Who
Yeah,
who
and I would say my inspiration came from myself, because I have had a daughter already go through middle school, and this group was not formed at the time at the parish, so I created one myself and had one out of my house for 3 years and called mine the Glory Girls. But I took my daughter.
Glory Girls, I like
Yeah,
that.
My daughter and some of her friends for 3 years out of my house, so I did feel there was a big need, and there wasn't one at the time, so just created that out of our own.
Well, that's sure a critical time, as girls and young men both go through that particular age. That's the age where they either start to drift away and think that, you know, faith and religion and church and all that's pretty corny stuff, good enough for their parents, but they don't need it. Or you can kind of make it an integral part of their life, which is what you're doing.
Right. You know, I think this that we've kind of fallen down and missed a little bit here, because there are little flower groups that have started, you know. We've had many, many groups that at right about that age level, from 9 to about 14 years old, moms that are starting groups because there isn't that need is not being met. I mean, you can get some at the Catholic school level. They have some clubs, but it's just not the same. It's just, there is obviously a gap there in education, and kids, middle school particularly, I think, can fall into the wrong crowd, and it's very easy to get caught up and swept up in the wrong crowd. So this is epidemic. This is not, you know, you guys, you know, it's like you're reinventing the wheel, but the need is universal.
Well, and developmentally, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade is a time when they have enthusiasm plus, they have energy plus. It's a really good opportunity to get in there and do formation. I mean, they can't get enough service. They wear me out, actually. I mean, you know, let's go.
And I think these groups are real neat, because they're focusing on relational, you know, aspects of it, of getting the friendships and having friends within the church to go to maybe more retreats, or they're excited when they have a solid friend group that they can check on to see who's going to what events. I think it's hitting the relational side and the friendship side, along with educating them in the faith.
Plus, you're kind of hitting a nerve with, it's got to be cool. I mean, it's got to be cool. And I think that kids in the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th grade are, their peers mean a lot to them. And so if they can bring a friend along, and they have two or three friends in that group, and they feel safe and comfortable, then it's cool, then it's okay, then you can really get to them. I mean, then you can really reach them. So, you know, parishes, if you're out there listening, and your parish is not addressing, you know, girls in middle school ages, and I know schools have clubs, but as you said, there are a lot of, my kids fell into this for a period of time, a lot of kids who go to public schools, mm-hmm. but belong to parishes.
Right.
And so there's a little bit of a bridge, a little bit of a gap mm-hmm. that needs to be bridged there. And it sounds like you're filling a wonderful need.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you have a child that's introverted and it's very hard for them to join a bigger group in high school, like Daughters of Immaculata, where they're freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors, but they've started in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade with a group, they're going kind of as a group. It gives them that comfort to keep on going with that faith.
Right. I love that. Veronica Gibbs and Don Hollifeld are guests today on Faith in Action, the founders of the Doves, Daughters of Virtue. And you, as I said, you do cover St. Alphonsus.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone from St. Simon Parish, way on the other side of town, were to call you and say, what were your obstacles? I'm very interested in this, but what kind of obstacles did you run into initially? I mean, give us some help.
You know, there were, because it was parent-inspired, we didn't have obstacles. They come, they show up. If they can't show up, they let me know, but it's not very often. You know, one of them may be in basketball, and so she misses a couple of times, but not very often.
And really, as far as finances go, you really don't, there's no budget. You don't really need any mm-hmm. money to mm-hmm. start this kind no. of a thing. Mm-hmm. You really just need desire in the girls, mm-hmm. right?
Okay. I did think the obstacle might have been if the mom had to come as well, mm-hmm. but I've found, due to the timing of all your children and running them around, but I've found that that's the neat part of it, is that the moms come and they also get their friendship and their support group as well.
Now, why do that? Because that is unique to this group. Mm-hmm. So who came up with the idea of asking the moms to come along?
Well, I did, because they need to form that relationship with their mothers. So a lot of times when we do activities or when we do the retreat in the fall, there are lots of kinds of mentoring questions that they get together with their moms and talk about what it was like for them when they were growing up, what it was like when they were discerning their vocations, things like that. So it forms that relationship.
Okay, listeners, if we've planted some seeds, if you're interested, you need nothing more than to get together a few girls and a few moms, because this kind of sounds like a do-it-yourself mm-hmm. grassroots organization. God bless you both, Veronica Gibbs and Don Hollifeld, founders of the Doves. God bless you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.